T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Why you need to get ready for Thanksgiving right now.
When you're dealing with a frozen turkey, you need to think about time.
Plus the one essential item a local butcher says you need to prepare for the holiday. You're listening to What's Cooking on KYW.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
With less than a week to go until the Super Bowl of food holidays, Thanksgiving, I called in the big guns. I headed to Reading Terminal Market to find out what we need to know about turkeys. Fresh, frozen, how do you cook it? What kind of a turkey should you get? How long should you cook it for? And what's the best position to put your turkey in the oven? Also, the popularity of Friendsgiving. That's all coming up in this Thanksgiving holiday segment of the podcast. I'm Hadass Kuznets at Reading Terminal Market at Gottschall's Poultry with Dean Frankenfield, who is the resident. I'm going to call you the turkey expert, Dean, because you deal only with poultry here, right?
Yes, our store is strictly poultry, all different kinds of poultry. Turkey in particular this time of year is the go-to item.
So you were telling me before we started recording that this is a big time of the year, not only for Thanksgiving, but for Friendsgiving.
Well, that's sort of a new phenomenon. It's been going just the last couple years, but we've noticed a real uptick in that the last couple weeks, where people are looking for a fresh bird to roast for Friendsgiving, yeah.
Why do you think they're relying on their friends or getting together with their friends so much more than previous years?
Well, I don't even know what the root of it is, but it appears like Thanksgiving is that time when you get together and you sit down, you eat together. And I think Friendsgiving represents a little different venue for them rather than family or whatever. There might be people who are traveling, but yet they really want to feel a part of it and cook on their own. And so it's nice to have people getting started and doing that on their own.
So maybe they're inspired by their families and they want to host?
I think so.
Or maybe they don't want to go to their families.
I'll leave that alone.
So what do we need to know when it comes to buying the turkey?
I really recommend a fresh turkey. If at all possible, if you're able to purchase a nice fresh turkey locally, is even better. So you look for freshness, really, in my opinion.
How do you look for that as a consumer?
Well, you can tell by the skin if it's nice and moist and it's a little pink. That's a good sign of a fresh turkey.
Now, a lot of people aren't able to go to the butcher and get a fresh turkey. Many people are buying them at the grocery store. So what do we need to know about buying a frozen turkey?
Well, when you're dealing with a frozen turkey, you need to think about time and thawing it and preparing it for the oven. So if you are using a frozen turkey, you need to get it out of the freezer prior to the holiday when you're going to cook. I'd say at least 2 days prior and put it in the refrigerator and start the thawing process.
Because it's like a chunk of ice.
It really is. It really is. It could be, you know, you figure the smallest is about 10 or 12 pounds. Figure that's a 10 or 12 pound chunk of ice.
So if you have a 30-pound turkey, then you've got it, you're thinking days in advance?
Definitely. If you would have something frozen, you definitely want to get that in the refrigerator and start the thawing process.
Can you leave it outside? Are there people that put it in the sink, put it in hot water?
I don't recommend that. Too many health safety things. But if you keep it contained in your refrigerator and start the thawing, I think that's better. To finally thaw it would be in your oven, yeah.
So what would happen if it was still a little bit frozen on the inside and you went to cook it?
Well, that's where the meat thermometer comes in. I recommend everyone has a meat thermometer in their kitchen. Utilize that because you really are looking for an internal temperature of 165. So that's really important.
And then you can have all kinds of health issues if you don't hit that number?
That's really the number that is recommended, yes.
So how long does it take to cook your turkey to 165?
I would say stuffed, if you would stuff the bird and it's totally defrosted before you put it in, probably around 15 or 16, 17 minutes per pound. If it's unstuffed, a little less than that. But once again, that's just a judgment, and use your meat thermometer as your final test.
Are there any sort of bacterial or health issues when it comes to stuffing and cooking a turkey?
Well, you have to really be careful, and that's really the internal temperature. The final cooking temperature of 165 is very important, particularly when you stuff the turkey, yes.
I've heard that some people do the stuffing and then put it in afterwards.
That's another way of doing it. I actually don't even stuff our turkey. We make it on the side because there's never enough.
Okay, so cooking your turkey, so you said 17 minutes per pound approximately?
16 to 17, 18 minutes per pound, yeah.
At what temperature?
I'd recommend like 325 to 350, not too hot of an oven. Give it a little more time.
So we're talking several hours.
Yes, it's a several hour event, exactly.
So you got to get up super early in the morning.
Well, yeah, you got to get it started, without a doubt. If you're going to eat at noon, yes, definitely.
How do you like to make your turkey? You're kind of a, it seems like you're a bit of a turkey purist.
Well, actually, we roast ours upside down because the fattest part of the turkey is on the back and the backbone. And the driest part of the turkey is the breast. So it's a little unique in the fact that we turn it upside down, breast down, and let those great juices from the back just run right down into the breast. It keeps the breast really nice and moist.
How do you roast a turkey upside down? Do you just flip it on the pan?
Flip the breast down on the pan and leave the back exposed to the top, and all those juices run into the breast.
So take all the racks out of your oven.
Well, you need a roasting pan, of course, but yes, and turkeys take a lot of room. Don't think you're going to be able just to stuff it in the oven with everything else. They have a mind of their own. They really need a lot of room.
What tips would you give to somebody that's maybe hosting or cooking a turkey for the first time ever?
Plan ahead. Research it. Look into what you want to do, what your end goal is. Don't start off too big. If you're new at it, start off with a small bird and even practice. I mean, we have people that they do a practice run if they're new at it. And we like to offer tips and help people, you know, decide what size bird you really need, you know, or what's good for you.
So what size bird do you need?
Well, if you use a pound per person to judge what you're going to do, that's enough. You'll have leftovers then, too. So if your group is 10 people, you know, I'd say a 10 to 12-pound bird would feed your group, but anything above that then is going to be extra leftovers, and we all like those.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of this season?
Well, I guess the best part is getting through the holiday and then sitting down at the Thanksgiving table, and that's a fun time with family. So I really enjoy that part.
Have things changed through the years, or is it always just Thanksgiving is turkeys and that's it? Are people doing anything different?
Well, definitely, and we see that all the time, and people are using smoked turkeys as another option. Some people always would like a fresh capon, a large male chicken. They're very tender, and they grow to about 10 or 12 pounds. Cornish hens are popular. And, of course, the other assortment of things, you know, turkey hams are popular also.
What's the number one way to ruin your turkey?
Undercook it. And that's where the meat thermometer really comes in. So the last part of the bird to finish is the thigh joint, which is where it's connected to the carcass. And that's really where you need to insert that meat thermometer, right in that thigh joint where it's connected to the body. And when that reaches your 165, you know your bird's done.
Tell me about working here at the market, because I know that as we get closer to Thanksgiving, that's like go time.
It is. It's a fun time. And even though all we have is poultry, it's really nice because there's so many other things that you can purchase here at the market. And the vegetables and the pies and the cakes and all your everything else you need for the dinner. As we get closer, each day between now and Thanksgiving, it just gets busier and busier and busier. And so building up until that final day right before the holiday when everybody's really excited. And that's the fun day.
How long does it take? If you're like really going to host and prepare a great meal, that takes some time, doesn't it?
Well, certainly. If you're going to chop the onions and chop the celery and get the parsley and mash the potatoes and prepare the bird and the gravy and all that goes with it, it's a lot of hard work.
And time.
Time, it really does take time. It really does to pull all that together. Hopefully everybody has plenty of help in the kitchen.
Yeah. So as somebody that's been working here for generations, how much time would you recommend somebody spend preparing for Thanksgiving?
Well, it never hurts to plan ahead. And sometimes you might want to take some of the giblets out of the bird and prepare them on the side, sort of cook them up and prepare a gravy and all. So you have that to go. You can reheat that. That's one way of saving time on the day of the meal. But other than that, it really does take time to roast the turkey. I mean, the minimum, even if you have a small bird, it's going to take you a good 2.5, 3, 4 hours to cook the bird. So It really does take time.
What are you most looking forward to on Thanksgiving?
Sitting down at the table and having a good time with our family.
What do you like to eat with your turkey?
Turkey, it's got to be stuffing and string beans and mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, and don't forget the pies.
Dean Frankenfield is one of the owners here at Gottschalk Poultry. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.